The following newscast is not intended for rebroadcast.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt. Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana announced she would propose legislation that will ensure Americans can keep their current health insurance plan even if it does not meet minimum standards of Obamacare. Landrieu's comments come after health insurance providers sent letters to hundreds of thousands of Americans whose current plans do not meet Obamacare levels. Landrieu said that a promise was made to the American people and that it should be kept. She said when Congress voted on the bill, they were told those who had health insurance could keep it. The National Security Agency has been revealed to have spied on Pope Francis before and during the Vatican conclave, where he was chosen to succeed Pope Benedict XVI. Phone calls to and from the residence where the future pope stayed during the conclave were under continual monitoring by the NSA, according to an Italian weekly news magazine. U.S. diplomats and intelligence agencies have been watching Pope Francis since 2005, when he was mentioned as a successor to Pope John Paul II. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
You probably knew that Thomas Edison gave us the first commercial light bulb. But did you know he invented alkaline batteries and an electric train? Edison said, if we all did the things we're capable of, we would astound ourselves. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost two decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com. This is more than a home business. At MaxAchieve, we want to help you experience more success in all areas of your life. To find out how you could astound yourself, go to MaxAchieve.com. That's MaxAchieve.com. Or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
Police in Detroit have resorted to buying their own gear to make sure they have what they need to be safe on patrol, according to Detroit Police Officers Association sources. DPOA President Mark Diaz said that includes uniforms. Some officers who make as little as $14 an hour spend more than $1,000 a year out of pocket for uniforms. Diaz said that depending on how much extra time at the firing range an officer needs to stay sharp, they could also spend as much as $1,000 a year out of pocket for ammunition. Diaz says the DPOA has not gone to private donors for help, but that every little bit of assistance would help the officers. The number of Americans filing for new unemployment benefits fell 10,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 340,000, according to the Labor Department. A Labor Department analyst says that the problems created with California's new reporting system had created a backlog of entries that is no longer factoring into the report. They also said the partial shutdown of the government had pushed up claims in recent weeks, but that the impact of the shutdown has been diminished. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnusanews.com.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free, but there will be a cost to retain the firm.
The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, you need to call Granite Law's Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. A loan modification program can stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-538-6780.
A new survey of doctors is showing discontent over the regulations related to Obamacare. IRN USA's Precious Watson has the story.
A new survey reveals that New York doctors are treating Obamacare like the plague. A poll conducted by the New York State Medical Society finds that 44% of MDs said they are not participating in the nation's new health care plan. Another 33% of MDs said they're still not sure whether to become Obamacare providers. 23% of the 409 physicians surveyed said they're taking patients who signed up through health exchanges. Nearly 77% of the surveyed doctors said they had not been given a fee schedule to show how they'll get paid if they sign up for Obamacare. With IRN USA News, I'm Precious Watson.
Belgium is considering extending the opportunity for euthanasia to children. The country currently allows those over 18 to choose to end their own lives, but prohibits it for children. Proponents of the change say it gives children and their parents an option in a desperately painful situation. Opponents say that children are not able to reasonably decide whether to end their own lives. The opponents have said if the measure passes, they will challenge it in the European Court of Human Rights. A decade after the SARS virus killed 750 people across the world, scientists have discovered a very close cousin of the SARS virus present in bats and believe it could jump directly to humans. The findings are concerning scientists who had previously believed the SARS virus infected another animal before it infected humans. The findings were published Wednesday in the journal Nature. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.